GMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Good morning. I'm Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown.
And Rick Todd. What a great morning, man. Unbelievable sunshine. It's just a beautiful morning. It's going to be an amazing weekend. And speaking of amazing, Lyle Sorensen is here.
Oh, please.
And Lyle, you got the numbers.
The numbers are amazing, actually. 63 new listings this week. I think that's a high. Average list price, $824,000, $391 a square foot. Average year built, 1977, 2,105 square feet. The lot average is just under 2 acres. That means we've got some bigger properties that came on the market this week. 47 acceptable offers. So we've got a gap there of 16. So we picked up 16 more homes than we put under contract. Average price of about $517,350 a foot. Average reduction before offer, $4,169. Average days on market before the offer, 44 days. So, you know, if you're selling your home, keep that in mind. The average is about 44 days. And there were 14 homes that received an offer in 2 weeks or less. Compare that to the 30-day-ago sold. For the week, 54 homes closed this week. So those went under contract somewhere around 30 days ago. Some of them a little bit less. Average price reduction, $3,900. Average days on market, about 32, and about 0.8% of those homes were 14 days or less. So it's a strong market. Homes are moving. You know, everybody says, oh, is it a good time? Should I bring my home on the market?
So, Lyle.
What?
Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's still a seller's market, essentially, if you have the right property.
It's a seller's market by definition because we have under 4 to 6 months of inventory.
I was
right?
just going to mention
about
that.
We've got a little under 2 months worth of inventory.
Inventory. And the other thing I wanted to note here was cumulative days on market.
Yes.
It's really, it's less than 2 months. So your home will sit less than, it's highly likely.
Well, I mean, that's an average, right? I mean, we all know there's some on the upper end that have been around for a while.
However, if you're prepared as a seller, and your house is as close to turnkey as you can get it and priced correctly.
Yep. And if you're willing to make a deal.
There's that, too. If you want to be a seller.
If you're willing to listen to the market.
Yeah, I remember I had a client, and I literally told him, I said, you know, the average day on market is 81 days. And that, now it's down to 44.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, you know, movement in the market.
Totally.
And a lot of movement.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you know what else I noticed this week, and I'm sure you gentlemen did as well. Less emails from the lenders.
Yeah,
so
right.
The
what's that mean, Julie?
we get emails from our favorite lenders, letting us know what the mortgage rate is, and so a 30-year fixed is right around 7%, holding steady, and a 15-year fixed is closer to the 6%.
Yeah, just hanging. Everything's kind of hovering right in there. Hopefully, we've kind of got some balance on that, right? So there's some predictability. Get rid of the volatility.
So let me ask you guys.
Yeah.
You are experts. I totally respect.
Oh, just, stop it.
I do.
You're going to make us blush.
I know. I'm kind of like, okay, Rick, come on. What do you got?
Do you feel like these interest rates are our new reality? Is this where we're
Yeah.
Maybe a little lower, maybe? Or is this the new reality of, as we communicate, you know, to our audience,
right?
You know, today, as we communicate with our clients, you know, and these are not bad. My dad would
historically,
say
historically, these are great, solid, healthy rates.
I think, you know, ours is in the sixes. Yep. So, and it hasn't changed since last summer. So I feel that if you want to move, if you want to sell your home and move to a different home or what have you, don't worry about the interest rate. Just get it done.
Well, and it's a function of, really, it comes down to the economics, right?
Yes.
You know, can you afford this? You know, on the good side, if it's your primary residence, you get a better mortgage interest deduction.
That's very true.
Right?
So
there's that. You know, I think the people who probably this creates more pain for are first-time buyers.
Absolutely does.
Right? You know, mm-hmm. I think that creates some pressure and some tension and, you know, raises the difficulty level a bit.
As well, can I mention the average list price at $800,000, well, almost $825,000, really.
Right.
And then the average sold price is $633,000. So that is a big nut to crack.
You know, you notice though of the stuff that went under contract this week, you know, about 517. So low fives.
And so mm-hmm. that again, maybe there was a lower, maybe it was a fixer or.
Well, maybe. And then if you look at the acceptable offers for this week, if you drop down, 493,000. So under five, the average of the things that went in 2 weeks or less were under 500, right? So that tells you what that appetite and where that pressure is that when people are finding something, you know, four in the fours, you know, in the low fives, they're jumping all over it because.
They are as well.
It's
look at how many days they stay. Those also have less than 10 days on market.
Yeah, no.
They fly off the shelf, as it were.
They do. I was talking to a colleague, and they were talking about how they had a house come on the market, and they knew it was going to be well-priced, and but they didn't, you know, bottom out. But, you know, they wanted to be very competitive. And they said they'd done pretty much everything they could to it. They were hoping for around four or five offers in the first weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They had 20 offers.
Shut up. Oh, no. My gosh.
So think about
that's
this.
That's not even fun.
I know.
I got to tell you.
That's
know,
hard.
Stuff like that, people get all excited about that, but it's horrible.
But listen to this. This is the silver lining. That means after that house sells, there's 19 more buyers out there.
That's
100%.
Right. Right?
Yep. Great totally. Way. That is such a great way to look at it, Rick.
And I think, I don't know, I suppose if I was at a cocktail party, which I haven't been. So if you want to invite me to a cocktail party.
You drink club soda, Rick.
That's right.
Rick's got his club soda with his piece of lemon.
Yeah, that's me. That's me too, right? But I'm a lightweight.
But if I was at a cocktail party and someone came up and said, hey, how would you describe the market right now in two words? I think I would just say, heating up. You can feel it.
Yep.
There is a very, how would you say?
There's a lot of pent up demand.
There is. There's a little rumbling right underneath the surface of a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers.
I'd like to say one thing with regard to people preparing their homes, because I have somebody who's going to be selling and they're working on it. They're getting there. They've got.
Don't always listen to us, do they, Julie?
Well, they've had their place for a long, long time, and so
that's a lot of work.
They're going to move at their own speed, mm-hmm. But they have they had a pipe freeze and a bathroom situation. Anyway, it's all repaired and it's perfect. But rather than tiling in or putting in the whole new shower, they capped the plumbing and they've left it a blank slate, mm-hmm. so that the next people can put their home own touch on it rather than going, oh, I want to redo
that's
this.
That's always such a judgment call.
Oh, it's hard.
You know, because buyers come in,
yeah,
right? And they're like, oh, a project,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are some buyers who are going to do that.
It's a pretty simple one, and I have some people that can come in and give them an estimate or what have you.
But you know what I'm saying. There's always those people that want the HGTV experience.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They want to walk in, and they want to talk about where their furniture is going to go. And
that's all
they want to do, right? They don't want to paint. They don't even want to paint. I mean, there's literally people out
there. Oh, turn
the
key is what you're saying.
Yeah, they just want it totally move-in ready. I don't want to think about it. I just want to enjoy it.
I don't know about you guys. Have you got that email from HGTV when they say, hey, do you want to be on our show?
I have. Have you gotten that, Lyle?
You know what? No. They have deemed that I have a face for radio and I should not be on TV. So I don't get those emails. There are some people in our office who've participated in those shows in the past.
That's right.
And what I will say is that
scripted.
What you see is probably not actually reality.
But what's so funny is I still love him. I mean, I'm just like, I buy into it, you know, even though I know the guy, you know, he's two
it's
offices
like
down the road and
right,
I know the whole story.
Exactly.
But don't buy that one. Don't buy that one. You know?
Yeah. And yeah. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a home buying soap opera, right?
It's cute.
But I will tell you, you know, even in the one that, you know, our colleagues were in, I learned stuff, you know, and I love those shows because it engages our clients.
It's the drama, too.
But sometimes,
don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, I was at an open house, and these people came in, and they said, we've seen every episode of da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, me too. You know, I mean, but, or...
You're talking about Young and the Restless, Rick?
That's my mom.
Oh, my God. If you could have seen the expression on Rick's face.
I was at the car dealership yesterday waiting for a service in the waiting room, and Young and the Restless came on, and I didn't even look up.
But, Lyle,
and somebody said something
still?
About Victor, right? If you've ever seen that show,
that's
Victor's
right.
like
the villain.
Villain.
Yeah. Is he like a
guy.
Thousand
He's
years
He's still
old?
On there. I don't know. I didn't actually see his face. I just heard his name. I looked up and went, whoa, Young and the Restless? This is still on.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, sorry.
It is true.
Back to the HGTV.
Once again, we get back to...
It sets our expectations for our buyers, right?
And it does. And it's, you know, Lyle, you've always, you know, told me, you know, part of our job is, you know, to... Manage and expectations.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
And sometimes when it gets really emotional, mm-hmm. it's very difficult. And, you know, as real estate agents, we have to understand that there's just going to be emotion no matter what. Go ahead.
Just to speak to that emotion is exactly what I was talking about. These people who've had this, it's a second home, and they've had it for a long, long, long time. And mm-hmm. there's certain things that are tip top, and then certain things that aren't, you know, sometimes people just don't get them finished. But uh-huh. I feel rather than making a hurried or rushed choice,
yep.
it's better to just have it be a clean slate for yep. the next person
well,
rather than doing something shoddy or just.
Every circumstance is different.
It is.
Because people have different appetites and different abilities and different tolerances.
Yeah, and I think that you know one of the things that we continue to develop in our craft is yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm totally interrupting you, Rick.
That's okay.
Hey, I wanted to talk about open houses.
Let's come back to that. Okay, we'll come right back to open houses because we're up against a break. You're listening to Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.
Homelessness is a challenge many face in Whatcom County, but there is hope. Since 1923, the Lighthouse Mission Ministries has been providing shelter and services for those who need it most. Lighthouse Mission provides a safe and caring environment for individuals and families experiencing homelessness. The mission offers a warm bed, hot meals, and supportive community to help hurting neighbors back on their feet. But they don't stop there. With the help of generous people in our community, the Lighthouse Mission also offers case management, addiction recovery services, job training, and educational resources to help people achieve long-term success. Everyone deserves a chance to rebuild their life. Your help is needed to make that happen. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Together, we can provide a brighter future for those in need. Lighthouse Mission Ministries, where hope begins. Learn more at thelighthousemission.org.
Matthew Steakhouse is coming to P&W Perks this Thursday.
Get ready to set your taste buds to island time. If you like amazing barbecue and are looking for something a little out of the ordinary, you're going to love this week's P&W Perk.
Welcome to the absolute best barbecue experience, just a boat ride away. It's Matthew Smokehouse in East Sound, a barbecue oasis offering exhilarating flavors.
You're going to want to try the 16-hour smoked brisket and fall off the bone ribs. Share some loaded fries or dive into fresh Pacific cod tacos. Pack up the family and bring your friends. The spacious indoor-outdoor dining area extends into the open lawn filled with laughter and yard games.
Matthew Steakhouse isn't just a dining place, it's an experience. Enjoy live music and trivia nights while cheering for your favorite team on multiple TVs. Leap into a barrage of flavors right across the water at Matthew's Smokehouse.
This Thursday, $25 gets you $50 to spend at Matthew's Smokehouse in Deer Harbor on Orcas Island.
Only at pnwperks.com.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
A Grant in Your Hand is back. KGMI and Nieder House of Luxury are giving you a chance to win $1,000 each weekday.
Starting April 1st, we'll announce a keyword four times a day, and you'll have until midnight to enter the day's drawing.
A Grant in Your Hand is your chance to win $1,000 each weekday with KGMI and Nieder House of Luxury.
Once again, starting Monday, April 1st, it's A Grant in Your Hand on KGMI. Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
I love this song.
Yeah,
this
song
yeah. We knew.
So good.
You know, predictable is preventable.
No, I'm kidding. I love that.
But here's what's so great,
it's a great song
about this song, right?
I love the Beatles.
Oh, amazing. But what's so
I stepped
funny
on one.
Is that this song, you listen to it and go like, I could have wrote this song. And millions of people saying, I could have wrote this song. Here Comes the Sun, It's All Right. But we didn't.
Right. And except it, for AI.
Except AI.
Oh my gosh, I saw a post yesterday.
There's a local songwriter, producer, you know Greg Otterholt.
I do.
He had a post on his social media. He was using Suno or something AI, and he put in like these really weird parameters, and that app totally created the song based on these weird things in the style that he said, and created the artwork for it. And it was actually really good. And he said it took like a minute.
Did it give him like verse, chorus, verse? Yeah, bridge versus,
yes.
You know, it's
look on his social media, look on his Facebook. I was just like, I was listening to it in the car after I dropped my daughter off yesterday. I'm like, this is nuts.
And I love what you're talking about, because we have to continue to develop our craft.
Yep.
One of the things that we have to develop is our communication with our clients, our communication with our colleagues. And
Rick, that's a brilliant, brilliant point.
There's something AI can never do.
That
AI cannot connect people
as far as
emotionally.
We know.
Not yet.
After you get the brain implant thing, maybe.
Just but that, crazy.
That's why these other models of real estate, when people.
You're talking about the discount models.
I'm talking about the brand X and brand Y.
And the DIYs and all the stuff.
That's why the realtor broker is not going to go away.
Right.
Is because of that face-to-face communication.
Rick's irreplaceable. I mean, how do you replace Rick?
With the right person that works for you.
Right.
Well, one of the things that's so interesting is that, you know, I had a chance to, excuse me, to show some clients' houses. They're from Minnesota. And we drove around, and it was more of a tour, you know, of Bellingham,
right,
and asking, and they wanted to go see, you know, certain areas, and I took them there. And just that conversation, you know, they totally, like, you know, we're moving here. We have other opportunities there, mm-hmm, in the medical field. Like, this is great. We, you know, and I'm telling them things about, not only about the area that they're thinking about moving to, but I'm also sharing stories, you know,
right.
Born and raised, seventh generation here, you know, able, and they got to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they know someone in the community, mm-hmm, that's invested, that they feel this relational connection.
Right.
And at first, they're like, oh, this is nice. At the end of the car ride, they're like, we're moving here.
Not just a person, a cog in a big urban setting.
It's not about money.
But because you're not a used house salesman.
It's about, I mean, it's about.
You truly care about people and you love them.
A pillar in the greater Whatcom County,
yeah,
area.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it is, you know, in each one of us, this is what I think. You know, and pretty much, you know, our job as realtors is to make that connection. Very, very rarely when we're selling residential real estate, unless it's an investment property, is it strictly and only about money.
But yeah.
Every once in a while, you will get those clients. It's, you know, it's very
Lyle and
clean.
I have done a bunch of, Lyle especially, but commercial stuff. And those commercial people, mm-hmm, still rely on you and a personal relationship.
Yeah, and it depends on, there is emotion in it sometimes. It depends on the buyer, right? There are some buyers who would never buy, like in a multifamily property, they would never buy a property they wouldn't live in.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't matter how good the numbers are, you know, they don't want to be a slumlord or, you know, whatever.
Or like on a 1031, there's still emotion in there.
Yeah, well,
because I took some folks to see one building, and they were like, it just, and it was new,
right,
but it just, she didn't like it, so we moved on to find something else.
1031s are rough because you've got 45 days to identify a property and 180 days to close, and so, you know, there's like this huge pressure, unless you do a reverse 1031, which, you know, sometimes I'll recommend that to people because it lets you actually get the property first, put it in trust with the facilitator.
Right, right, right.
Right? And that's super cool.
Well,
that takes a lot of that pressure off.
We still had the pressure.
Yeah,
so
that's tough.
Anyway.
1031s can get really emotional, especially if you can't find something, you know, or you see people settle. Anyway.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, part of that is, it comes back to trust, you know, and communication.
It's totally that.
I mean, for instance, you know, this medical field person said, what is happening, you know, with, you know, meth and fentanyl here?
Mm-hmm.
And I told them the truth.
Right.
Because
they're going to find out.
They're going to find
especially
out.
Especially in the medical field.
Absolutely. But hey, we're up against a break once again, having an awesome time on this beautiful Pacific Northwest morning. You're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Whether you're exploring Linden, walking the trails at Whatcom Falls, or grabbing coffee between classes on Western's campus, free local news is now at your fingertips. Go directly to MyBellinghamNow.com or download the new My Bellingham Now app. MyBellinghamNow.com and the new Bellingham Now app. Hyper-local community and county news. 100% free and no subscription ever. MyBellinghamNow.com or the new My Bellingham Now app. Available from the App Store or Google Play. Stay informed. Stay connected. Stay local. MyBellinghamNow.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day.
Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are Free Radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried-and-true AM-FM radio option.
Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that you can't get from online apps.
Local radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required, and no fumbling with a separate device.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI, and how you want AM included in your next new car.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Heavy equipment is moving into place in the port of Baltimore to remove debris after the Key Bridge collapse. Este Pinchazen is commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
By investing this time now in the engineering, we're going to be able to move faster later. And I know right now everyone wants to see things moving. You need to know, you need to trust that behind the scenes it's moving.
Pope Francis skipped a popular Good Friday procession of the cross in Rome. Here's CBS's Jeff Glore.
The Vatican says he skipped the traditional Good Friday procession to preserve his health ahead of Easter. He is expected to preside at an Easter vigil service today and celebrate Easter Mass tomorrow.
Spring storms are hitting parts of the West Coast. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Some spots could see perhaps 3 to 5 inches of rain. And then, of course, you've got the snow that's going to be piling up across the High Sierra. We have had quite a busy winter season on the West Coast.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Oh, yeah. We're walking on sunshine right here. Radio Real Estate. Hi, I'm Rick Todd.
Julie Brown.
I'm what's his name? No, Lyle Sorensen. You know, we are talking about, you know, the emotion of real estate before the break and all those things and, you know, and those professional relationships. And the really interesting thing is a lot of times those professional relationships also become lasting friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always like to say, man, I feel like I always get the best clients. You know, and I think you guys probably feel that way too. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you're exchanging confidential information. You're really getting to know people on a pretty intimate level because you're finding out their likes and their dislikes. You know, and your home is personal. It becomes part of your identity, right? It's where your history grows.
Well,
and your story grows.
I want to say, you know, to bring it all down to the bottom level is money equals emotion. Even if you think it's just about the numbers and I don't have any emotion, it's still emotional because you've worked so hard to build whatever it is that you have.
Well, it's an investment, right?
In time, energy, people, everything.
Yeah, and it's interesting as we work with clients. I mean, part of, you know, managing their expectations is sometimes their house, they value it more than the market does. It's hard to say that, right? They see it should be at this price, but, you know, the market is saying, really, it's a little bit lower than that.
I've got a commercial property like that.
I have a life like that. No.
Oh, come on now.
But part of it is that there is that that honest communication. You know, that, you know, sometimes I read this great book at one time. It's called Fierce Conversations. It's one of the best books I've ever read. And in that book, it talks about to bring an everlasting value to a relationship, many times you have to have fierce conversations. Because in those fierce conversations, they're built upon truth. They're built upon trust. They're built upon respect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those fierce conversations, they're not fun.
What?
Yeah,
I know.
But ultimately,
you're dreading it. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to tell them this.
But ultimately, it has to be done.
You have to tear the Band-Aid off.
You do. And sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes people don't like to hear the truth. And sometimes they will reject you for the truth. If they don't reject you for the truth, they'll respect you for the truth.
There you go. Ooh.
So
there's that alliteration and that memorable line right there. I love it.
Speaking to that, so last week, Lyle and I had a little moment where we were both right and we were both wrong at the same time.
Well, the devil's in the details.
Well, and it was...
we had a guest in the studio, we couldn't
wonderful
go
guest,
out in the weeds. Alicia Rule did an amazing job.
And we were talking about middle housing, which is a new term kind of
it's kind of like, how do we put a label on things?
And so they have to put a label on everything.
They like to put labels on things.
And so what we were talking about was zoning, and I brought in a document here that has our county has a plethora of zonings.
There is so much, especially in the rural areas. Well, there is so much.
And you can apply
rural
to
rural zoning.
There's so much rural zoning, and you can apply to actually change your zoning sometimes.
Good luck.
You might have to jump through some hoops.
Good luck.
Fire and
good luck.
Who knows what else. But hey, Lyle, you were telling me a story. I don't know if you even want to go.
It's a story.
Yeah, about a manufactured home.
Oh, you know, yeah. And, you know, and this has been quite a while, but, you know, we were talking about the whole ADU thing and housing affordability and creating spaces for people. You know, I own a piece of property in the county with a couple acres. And back in the day in the construction business, you know, you're helping do site prep and things. And there was this super cute little double wide sitting on this lot by the water out in Blaine.
You're talking about a...
manufactured home.
Okay.
A man home. We're talking, you know, this was a 70s one, so it had metal siding.
I've never heard that phrase, double what.
And the whole thing, you don't listen to country music, obviously. Barely. Enough. Anyway, but it was just adorable. It was in fabulous condition.
Right.
Like, I would have moved into it, right? And they were going to pay us to tear it down.
Right.
So
and
Lyle's
I thought,
like, let me take this away.
This is too good to waste. And there I started a money-bleeding adventure that took several years.
How long ago was this, Lyle?
Oh, 10, 12, you know, it was probably 12, 15 years ago. But it's those kinds of lessons that are really important to learn. And it shows that these policies have been in place for a long time.
That's true, too.
Right? And so one of the first things I learned is that you can't have an ADU on a rural piece of property generally that's under 5 acres. Right. So because my initial plan is like, hey, I got this 2 acre piece. This would make a super cute little rental or mother-in-law or whatever, because it was adorable. I mean, it was like move-in ready, clean, pristine. I don't know who had lived in or what the deal was. It was by the water, so maybe it was their weekend thing.
It was ready to go.
It was so nice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I get the movers instead of tearing it down and throw it in a truck and hauling it away, thinking, all right, we're going to do something good here, right? Make a long story short, after a couple of years in storage, I sold it to a berry farmer who spent thousands of dollars and 18 months with attorneys to be able to place it on one of his pieces of property that didn't have any other
for his
structures
workers.
On it. For some of his workers.
For work housing.
Unbelievable, crazy, twisted nightmare.
So we'll talk more about that zoning here in a minute.
Yeah, we're up against it. I want to hear more about that. Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru whenever your Subaru needs a quick service and a car wash. Check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded and community-driven, and the only certified Subaru tire and service center in Whatcom County.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tian is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of seven gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
What a great song. I did this wedding outside, and after I announced the bride and groom, they kicked into this song. Ah, it's amazing. I mean, it was incredible.
It's a movie moment.
It was. Oh, I mean, everybody and like everybody in all their guests threw flowers up in the air over them as they're walking out.
That was probably a really cool video.
It was really, really cool. But anyway, it is a beautiful day right here in the Pacific Northwest on Radio Real Estate. When we left, Lyle, you were talking about the complexity of zoning.
Yeah.
So I'd love for you to expand on that just a little tiny bit.
You know
what?
It's like a relationship status on social media. It's complicated. It just is. And, you know, education is never free.
That's true.
Education
is never free. I know, because I don't usually pause very long.
No.
And that's something to really remember. And the other thing I like to say is that, good deeds never go unpunished. And it really feels that way in the zoning world a lot of times. It's so complex. You really want to, like, when I send somebody into the county, to the counter, to the planning department, I typically tell them, make them tell you no three times, and don't stop at the first person that comes to the counter. If you're not getting the answer that you want,
go up the food chain.
Go up the food chain, because I can tell you from experience that as you get farther up the food chain, often you will get different answers. For most people, if you don't have experience dealing with planning and zoning and permits and all of those things, it will be a steep learning curve, and you probably should retain a consultant to help you with that. You know, and I hate to say it, but they're kind of like the person that knows the way through the maze. You know, you may not get the result that you want, but at the end of the day, they'll get you your permit the fastest, you know, if it's possible to do. But we were talking about all the zoning in unincorporated Whatcom County. There are a ton of places in the county where we've got traditional little towns and cities. So Glacier, Maple Falls, Kendall, Acme, Laurel, Custer, Birch Bay.
Ooh, Custer's a good example.
Right? And so there is a long plat process that you can go through to do a plat in unincorporated Whatcom County. That's going to take you a long time. Okay, that's going to take you years. There's going to be lots of requirements. There's a lot that goes into that.
Hoops of fire?
Hoops of fire, definitely. You know what?
I think one of the things that has become very apparent is we should do a whole show on this, and that we should have someone in here that is a zoning expert.
Well, and it'd be great if, you know, there's somebody from the county who would like to come and join us some Saturday morning, if you're listening.
And that would be a fierce conversation.
That would, well, I don't know if it would be fierce, no, but it would definitely be interesting.
It would be nice. Maybe they can just clarify some things, and we don't want to.
You know what the answer is going to be?
We don't want to beat them up.
The answer to anything we ask on the air is going to be, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
But it
that
but,
will
but
always
that
be
is,
the answer.
That they either say no or they say it depends when you go down to the county.
Yeah, I mean, it will be. It depends.
Mostly these days.
A lot of times they
like
want
that.
A site plan. They want building plans. They want.
I have some clients.
All your utility information.
They're just struggling to get a building permit on a lot of record.
Yep. Well, and that you bring up a really interesting point, Julie, because there are lots of record,
and they have to allow reasonable use. But that whole what is reasonable use?
Reasonable use is
moving target.
Yeah, it is a moving target, and you know, because of changing environmental regulations over time, setbacks,
very good point,
critical areas, all of those things, you know, there are properties that were probably really usable at the time that they were platted back in. They weren't as desirable, that's why they're still available. but you know, there are areas like Sudden Valley as an example. You know, Sudden Valley's got homes that, you know, have been built from the 70s till
now,
current, right?
Till now,
you know,
yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, the lots keep getting cherry picked. You know, Birch Bay Village is the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Developed during the same time. Sandy Point's another one.
Yes.
You know, so there's so many examples of these and the impacts of changing environmental laws. You know, a lot of times people will say, hey, we want to buy a piece of property and we're going to retire in a few years and we want to come up here and build a home.
You know, let me be Joe Public here and just ask you a general question. Are there certain places that are easier to get permits than others, or is it all the same?
It's
Whatcom County.
It depends.
No, Whatcom County is somewhat challenging.
It's very challenging, and it's completely frustrating.
If you have to put a septic system on a small lot of record.
Yeah, you may or may not be able to be honest, right?
Yeah.
You know, that may be one of the things. And some of those.
Or you have to do a Glendon, which costs a lot more money. And
yeah, those have gotten a lot more affordable than they used to be.
But they're still.
But yeah, it's pricey, and you still have to have enough room, you know. And
for your drain field.
You know, like some of the old plats you're talking about up in Glacier in that area, you know,
yeah,
they're wet. Right?
Well,
you know, they've got
there's
critical
also,
areas on them. They've got all these things happening.
There's also a particular HOA that's.
Well, that's a whole nother level of, you know, that's a level of actually technically self-government.
Yes.
But, you know, so it's a moving target. It's tough.
Faint of heart.
Yes, it is not for the faint of heart. It really is not.
That's true.
There's a lot of times what I will tell people, and, you know, I was a contractor in the past. So I've worked a lot with this stuff. If you can find an existing home,
buy it.
That's for sale in the area that you like and it works for you. Unless you're experienced or you have deep pockets and a lot of patience, buy an existing home.
Even our predecessor,
it'll be a better deal.
Mike Kent went through some battles in the village and ended up buying a home that was already ready to go because of critical areas and setbacks and struggling with the county and with the HOA.
Yeah, and I think one of the things is we see every, you know, it's like a snowflake. Every situation, is different. It's complex. You know, in general, it's not easy, and it's not easy for a reason, and they have their reasons. And part of it as real estate agents is if people want to do that, we just need to be honest with them as they move through this process. Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Hello, folks. This is Phil George. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney here in Bellingham, and I would like to invite you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on KGMI for the Aging Hour. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care costs, probates, wills, trusts, or anything else that has to do with aging, this is the radio show for you. Studies show that more than 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. Join us every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and we can show you how to set your family up for success.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Washington.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Washington Secondary School Athletic Administrators Association.
What a happy song. I love this song. I don't even know the name of it, but I love it. It just makes me smile. Emma, what is the name of this song?
Producer's Choice.
Oh, Chef's Choice is always so good. Yes. This is going to go on my playlist. Anyway, we are talking about zoning and... Julie,
and we don't want to scare anybody. It's just that sometimes, you know,
you got to be real though.
That's very well said, Lyle. I think what seems logical isn't always the case when you're dealing with the planning department. And then other times it's like it's great. It's like, okay, we did all these things. We're signed off and we're shovel ready. Away we go.
But what people don't see is the 2 years that it took to get to be shovel ready.
Right. And the $45,000 lot that's priced that way for a reason.
Right. No, and that's exactly right. You know, I'm sure you guys get these calls too. Somebody sees a piece of property that's like 5 acres that's listed for $150,000.
And they're from out of state.
Or not. Sometimes they're from here in
Seattle.
And, you know, and. Mm-hmm. You know, usually I'll pull those properties up on Realist on one of our CoreLogic services and look at the map and do the things, and you know, I can spot critical areas.
Right.
On that, right? And then, you know, like it needs like a 400-foot driveway because it's behind another parcel. Da 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 da. Long and short of it is that lot, by the time it's ready to build, is going to be like $400,000.
And their building window or building envelope, it will be very small.
Yes, and, it'll be reasonable use, which is neither reasonable or use. But.
And for everybody, what a critical area is perhaps it's a water buffer. It could be a creek. It could be a salmon creek. It could be the
could be
ocean.
A stump hole that has weeds in it with a 50-foot buffer.
But Lyle's not wrong.
One of the things I tell my clients is like, hey, absolutely, we can take a look at it, but there's a reason why this has been on the market 375 days.
Well, and take a look. Finished building lots now are right around 200,000 plus.
Yeah, and that's
right?
Exactly, and
so that's
where
a service building lot in, you know, in a town or a city. $200,000, right?
Even in the rural county, right? And it's getting to that.
Right, and that's going to be 5,500 to 7,500 or 8,000 square feet kind of thing.
And I think one of the things that we're always going to continue to bump up against is part of the DNA of Whatcom County people is they've seen generations buy 5-acre lots and put a house on it. And there's still a lot of people that's what they want to do. They want to go buy
it's a dream,
acres
right?
and build a house because their great-grandfather did and their grandfather did and their folks did. And,
actually, the parcel size increases as you go back in generations and decreases as you come forward.
Right. I mean, so 5 acres is kind of the dream, maybe for this generation that they want to do that. I know that's what my son wants to do. He wants to get 5 acres and build a house someday.
Okay, so you guys, what's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? What do you mean, what's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Which Sunday is it?
Tomorrow's Easter.
So you guys, today there's 74 open houses. I'm doing two. What about you, Rick? Are you doing any?
I'm going to be showing some clients some houses.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe we'll come by your house.
Okay. I'm going to be in Birch Bay and in Semiamu. So anybody wants waterfront or golf course, come see me.
I got to go check on a new listing that's coming up. And then since tomorrow's Easter, I got some activities I got to do with my daughter.
So you guys, 70?
Get to do with my daughter.
Wow.
74 open houses.
74.
How many tomorrow?
Lyle, there's 13 people who are going to hold an open house on Easter Sunday.
Hey, and you never know.
What are you guys doing for Easter tomorrow?
People who are out tomorrow looking at homes, though, they're serious.
They're
on a mission.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tomorrow, I will be eating ham.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, and scalloped potatoes.
Yummy. What about you? You're going to eat?
I think we're doing brunch with some family tomorrow.
Are you? Are you hiding Easter eggs?
Yes, of course.
Look at him.
Make sure you find all of them.
Did he seem exasperated? I'm not sure.
No, I'm not exasperated at all. No,
I love your daughter. She's so precious.
I love her, too. Thanks for saying that. A lot of times now you hide plastic eggs with prizes in them.
Yes.
Right? So that way you don't find an old hard-boiled egg in 11 months from now.
Did you color any? Do they still sell that stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. That's still going on. You have to do at least a dozen of those.
Okay.
Yeah, we had notorious Easter egg hunts when I was a kid. We would find, we had a really bad thing happen. I think my dad found an old Easter egg in one of his boots. And he put his boot on and that's where it is.
I bet that was popular. So did you guys hide them over and over and over?
No, I guess Travis was greedy. I was greedy, and I was just trying to get them all, and I'm going to eat the chocolate ears bunny.
I remember getting together with the cousins at Grandma and Grandpa's house, right? And, there wasn't that much to do, and it was fun to do it. So, we'd hide them over and over and over. So, by the end of the day, the shells are getting all wrinkled. And,
ew.
But it was fun.
That's super fun.
Well, hey, it's time to sign off.
I'm Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown.
And I'm Rick Todd. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.